Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. You are tuned in live. Good morning. I hope you can hear me okay. My phone is not even that charged. So if I drop off the call, forgive me. Wow, it's already Wednesday, March 18th, 2014. This morning, we are running through the book of Proverbs. And we are running strong. We have been studying Proverbs for the last couple of weeks. But today is a sunny day over here in Jersey area. And I can't believe it's already 10 o'clock. Can you imagine getting up at, 5:36 and then saying, wow, it's already 10 o'clock already. It's time to go, right? Whew. Time flies when you're having fun. But, let's see. I read through chapter, 17. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you have been following along with us. I hope that you have been running through the book of Proverbs with us. We have been running strong through that. And we want to make sure that you are studying it strong and running it with us. I read something yesterday that really impacted me, and I wanted to read it. And let's look back in chapter, not verse, in chapter 17. I can't believe it's 10 already. I've been looking at my emails and stuff, and I realized I have a court date, and that's weird. But anyway, it is March 18th. Let's look back at Proverbs chapter 17. Let's see. I read yesterday, I think Proverbs 17:17. Yes, that's what I read. It says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A friend loveth at all times, which I was like, wow. You know, and in the book of Proverbs, there is so much that you can get out of it. There is so much that you can learn. There is so much that you can understand. A lot of times people don't understand the Bible, but one of the reasons why you don't understand the Bible is simply because you don't read it enough. If you simply read it enough, and sometimes you study more than just once, it will begin to grow on you. It will begin to shine when people ask you a question. Like, wow, where did that just come from? I don't know. All I know is I'm studying the Bible, you know. I see you, Dr. Arlene Span. I'll be with you in a second. Hopefully you are stable this morning. But Proverbs chapter 17, I was really surprised at it because, you know, it talks about the crown of an old man. It talks about the excellent speech, you know, and then it talks about leave off contention. But then it goes into Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times. You're like, huh? Okay, so you just talked about an old man having a crown to a friend supposed to be loved at all times. I believe in the book of Proverbs, it's just like a sometimes I understand it more of a comparison more than a riddle or a rhyme. It's like, if you go right, then I'll go left. if you love me, then the adversity won't come upon you. You know, if you love your friend, then, you know, it's just a it's like a comparison. And I've been studying the book of Proverbs for a while, actually, because I remember a couple of years ago, I believe, I started the book of Proverbs, and I talked about it, and I went through this one workbook, and it was just, it's just an awesome thing to go through the book of Proverbs and understand what God is really trying to say to you. Good morning, Dr. Arlene Spann. How are you this morning?
I'm well this morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good morning. I was just listening in to you talking about, and I think on yesterday, you even made mention to me about the Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times. And that is something
yep.
to think about, you know, that we are to, you know, in spite of what a person is doing, in spite of how they treat us, in spite of, we still show love. That don't mean that we like what they do. That don't mean that we agree with everything that a person does. It just means that because God first loved us, we're to love others. So that's a key verse. Thank you for even sharing that this morning and outlining and bringing that particular verse to the forefront. Because it's something that we need to hone in on as we walk through our day, as we deal with people, and know that, wow, a friend loves at all times, no matter what the situation is. I still have to display love. Back to you, Jamie.
And you're right. Yeah, it's true. You know, we could talk all day on this friend thing because, regardless of what's going on, regardless of what's happening, regardless of the situation or how they love us or not, you know, it's so much out there to talk about when you talk about a friend, you know. Because the thing is with me, when I saw this scripture, I tried and share it with my Facebook friends and the people that are around me, because it is interesting. It like you said, when you're dealing with people, you know, friends are not easily said today because of the things that we're going through. I know for myself, for instance, that's do example. I haven't called somebody my friend in a while, simply because you don't know what the person is like in the background of their life. Even though you cannot judge them, you know, it's hard to make somebody your friend in 2 days. You know what I mean? So when you talk about a friend, you know, let us expand on this for a little bit. It's just, it's hard to, nowadays, you know what I mean? It's hard to say, oh, well, Dr. Arlene's my friend because she's been, you know, my friend for 2 days, example. You know, it's hard to say that, you know. Nowadays, I say, if they're really my friend, if they're really receiving the things that I say, receiving the things that I talk about, receiving the things that I say and do and tell them to do, then by the time I get done this year, you know, things should be growing in their life. And then you should be, you know, Facebooking me, or somebody, you know, should be Facebooking me and saying, hey, Jamie, thank you for, you know, just helping me out with the Proverbs and the things that you put on Facebook, because somebody sees you on Facebook. Somebody mm-hmm. sees you on all social media. So, you know, I try my best when I, especially with people, I try and deal with them. You know, you don't become exactly my friend first. That's the big example. You know what I mean? And I know, Arlene, you have a couple of things to say as well, but, you know, a friend today is not really a friend because a friend today could be the worst person tomorrow. You know what I mean? So it's hard to say everybody around me is my friend. Because the friends that I work with and the corporate world are not the friends that I work with now. Go ahead.
You know, and that's the thing about a friend. Friends are, I think of one of my high school friends, and she was truly a friend because we hadn't seen each other for over 20 years. And the moment we reconnected, we were able to pick up as if we had just finished the conversation last week and started it off. But it was like 20 years ago that we hadn't seen each other. But a friend is not only that person that's with you when things are up and things are good, but when things are down, they're quiet with you. They'll tell you things that maybe you don't even want to hear them say it. But because they're your friend, they're going to share with you and they're going to tell you the truth. They're going to help you through whatever the situation is. That's what a friend's going to do for you. So sometimes we think of a friend as only that person that totally agrees with everything that we say and everything that we do. But a person that agrees with everything you say and everything you do, then they're not necessarily your friend because they're not helping you to grow. A friend wants to see you grow. A friend wants to help identify in you those elements in your life where maybe you need some help and assistance. And if they're able to come alongside you and help you with that, then that person indeed is your friend. So sometimes we look at friends in the wrong light. We're looking at it as that person that's totally agreeable with everything that I say. And if a person is, then they're just not your friend. A friend's going to call you in check, as my son says sometimes. They're going to keep you in check sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Back to you.
And sometimes it's true. I mean, you keep me in check with that, with the music. You know, a lot of times, you know, I could truly say this over, I don't know, it's almost been a year, I believe, that me and you have been on this show. And, you know, sometimes we keep each other in check, honestly. You know, because at times I'm like, okay, I'm rearing to go, and sometimes I feel like, okay, some other people are lagging behind, or some other people need to listen to something that is inspirational or to get their spirits up. And honestly, I don't always have a good day, you know, like this morning. You know, I don't always, you know, I don't always jump out the bed and say, I'm excited because today is the day to get on here and talk. You know what I mean? And some people think I'm just on here just to be on here, and I'm not. I'm on here, ladies and gentlemen, because not only to make you a part of me, but to make you understand the book of Proverbs. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, she just wants that talk show just to have it. No, I don't. Really, I don't. Trust me, if I didn't have a push, I would not be on here right now. You know, but, you know, a friend is important. And a lot of times, like you said, Dr. Ellen's fan, we do, we look at friends at the wrong light. You know, we look at friends like, oh my God, I'm so excited. She just called me a friend. And you're like, no, not really. And it's funny how I watch SpongeBob a lot, and it was recently Squidward had his back hurt. He hurt his back, so you know, and SpongeBob and Patrick were like mad at each other. So as soon as either Patrick or SpongeBob helped Squidward, he immediately said, thanks, friend. And he was like, oh, yeah, you called me my friend. And they were all excited. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my goodness, he called me my friend, and you ain't my friend. So SpongeBob and Patrick were, you know, usually they're always friends, but at this particular moment, They weren't. So whenever Squidward has something hurt, SpongeBob or Patrick will run over and try and make it better, and this Squidward will be like, "Oh, you're my best friend." You know what I mean? And in real life, we're not supposed to do that. Real life, you know. But in the cartoon, it was funny because it shows you how excited a person can be for the moment. Oh my God, she just opened the light in my life, so I'm just excited. But then in real life, you're like, wait. After you get off the phone and after you come to reality of some things coming back to you, you're like, wait, why am I calling him a friend? He just opened up a couple of things for me, a couple of can of worms, a couple of destinations, you know what I mean? So don't be so quick to call everybody your friend or your partner, because you never know. You never know, you know. Honestly, I never knew Dr. Arlene Spann would even open up the door. I was like, oh, okay, of course. Oh, right, yeah. You know, but, you know, she just jumped into it, and I said, okay, let's do it. You know, but, you know, if it wasn't for sometimes her getting on and pushing me, I was like, let's just skip the show today. But I know, you know, we can expound on Proverbs 17:17 all this whole show. But Proverbs 18, it looked kind of good to me as well. But do you have any other words to say with Proverbs 17:17?
No, just go out there and just show love. Share your love and know that in spite of people, we still got to love them. I know you don't want to love them all the time, but in spite of that, you still love them. You know why? Because God even told us to love our enemies. Now you go think about that for a day.
Wow. That's opening up a whole another can of worms there. Wow, loving your enemies. Oh, my goodness. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Proverbs 17:17. Wow, let's do this. So let's look at the hidden treasures for Proverbs 17:17 real quick. The most hazardous weapon the devil uses against us is almost the foremost enemy of love. I'm talking about strife. We're going to talk about this in our discussion in Proverbs 17. So in Proverbs 17, they're going over seek love over the offense. Stop strife before it breaks out. Wow. It says also, stop strife in the home. Don't spread strife among brothers. Wow. Awesome. So in chapter 18, it talks about the fruit of your mouth. The fruit of your mouth. And as I was reading it this morning, because I don't always get to read it the night before, I fell asleep early. Again, a hard day yesterday. But let's go into chapter 18, and it says the well of wisdom. Now, get chapter 1. We probably will only have time for verse 1 of chapter 18. There through a desire man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeteth with all wisdom. It's talking about the wellspring of wisdom. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt And with, okay, that's a big word, reproach. And I'm going to read it in the Amplified as well, too, hopefully. The words of man's mouth are as deep as waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flow brook. Wow. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. Whew, wow, that's deep right there. Let's look at 18, chapter 4, verse 4, chapter 4, chapter 4, chapter 18, verse 4. I keep on saying chapter, I mean.
Okay, repeat this after me. Here we go. Repeat this after me. Chapter 18, come on, here we go. Chapter 18.
Four.
Verse 4. Got it? Chapter 18, verse 4. All right. We got it. Okay, got it, baby.
I keep on saying chapter. It's funny. Let's read this in the Amplified for a little bit. To break down a little bit of what he was saying. He who willfully separates and estranges himself from God and man seeks his own desire and pretext to break out against all wise and sound judgment. Now, the minute I saw desire, I was like, wow, you know, a desire through a desire, a man, I was like, oh, wow. But then if you look at the whole chapter, now this is the whole chapter. A fool's mouth is his destruction. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Before honor goes humility. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. Now, I did read that as well, but this is the whole chapter. So what do you think, Dr. Owen, about a fool's mouth is his destruction? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Before honor goes humility. He who finds a wife finds a good thing.
Woo, I like that. When my husband found me, he found a good thing. So, I like that verse. Okay, God put that in the Bible. Because he who finds a wife finds a good thing. But death and life is in the power of the tongue. And when you talk about what our mouth does, we have to understand that our words, definitely our words, will either bring things to life or kill them. So our words can be life or our words can be death is what the scripture is saying to us. So we have to understand that. We have to understand that we plant seeds with our words. We have to understand that. We listen to the words that are coming out of our mouth and be mindful of what we're saying when we say what we say out of our mouth. Back to you, Jamie.
True. That is so true. You know, be mindful at all times. And I try to, especially because I'm around kids, you know, the afternoon, I'm around kids a lot. And a lot of times, you know, my nephew will get distracted easily because of TV. And the one thing I try and do is get him to understand that when he takes a nap, you can't always have that TV on because that will wake him up and that will put words into his spirit that mm-hmm. I don't want to get in his life. But he doesn't mm-hmm. understand that. He just thinks I'm being mean. But I'm not, you know.
Mean.
Certain things, right. Certain things that I do, I make sure, you know, he remembers the scripture I put in him, that he remembers, mm-hmm. you know, the things that I say, and he remembers that I give him homework every day after he comes home from preschool. So then he gets another dose of work that he didn't get in school. So then that's a full day of, you know, him understanding, oh, so I just can't go home and play. I got to get my homework done. So you got to watch what you say at all times, whether you are around kids or not.
Right.
And that is one of the most important things, you know. I try not to, at times, you know, diverse or go against my mom. You know, there's just certain things that I try not to do, and I try to say, okay, you know, try and go along, even though things aren't the way they should be at times. You know, I try and be flexible. I try and be, okay, well, maybe this isn't right. Maybe I should be doing that. And maybe that isn't right. Maybe we should do this, you know. A lot of times, me and my mom, we try and figure it out before things get to the wrong side. So this is all the time that we have for our show. Dr. Arlene Spann, what are your last words on Proverbs chapter 18, and how can we get in touch with you?
Okay, my final words is actually verse 24, and verse 24 says, a man who has friends must be a friend, but there is a friend who stays nearer than a brother. We know that's our Savior Jesus. And if you want to get in contact with me, you can reach me at arlenesweat@gmail.com, or you certainly may reach me at www.arlenesweat.com. Back to you, Jane.
Awesome, awesome. And that is true. You know, you gotta stay close to Jesus, because Jesus is your brother in Christ. We often don't use that, you know, brother. But Jesus can be anything to us nowadays, you know. But in verse 4 is true. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. Yeah, that's true. Another friendly scripture to talk about, because you must show yourself friendly at all times and not just when you feel like it. But you can always get in touch with me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. We are on all social media, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn. We are on all social media, so you can always get in touch with me. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast and helping us go through the book of Proverbs, chapter 18. On Friday, we will be going through chapter 19 and 20, and I hope that you understood something that was said today, because it is important that you understand the strategies and the things that we talk about. So I want to say God bless you and have an awesome, awesome Wednesday. And I'll see you Friday at 10 a.m. Have a great day on Jamie's Journal.